This week at Macy's, discover big savings on fashion and home essentials. Keep warm and stay on trend with specials on coats for him and her, 60 to 65% off. Get 25% off women's shoes for any weather. And refresh your space with select Charter Club bedding and bath collections, now 50% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
If you play any other house, I don't know if you've been to clubs lately, bro.
I don't play anything else.
You fucked it.
Yo, everyone wants to do the cat dance, you know what I mean?
Don't come here with your deep tag, motherfucker.
You know, come here with a deep tag. Go to Ibiza or something.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Yeah.
So I would the time that I had, the little time that I have in my life, I make sure that I get in studio as well, you know. So TNS was busy with the beat. So I get in studio, I'm like, yo, this is a nice song. Let's do this, you know. Then we changed it here and there.
Now he's starting to produce.
Yeah, now he's starting to produce now. But I'm like, this song needs a vocalist. Something very catchy. You know what I mean? I sent it to Nogwazi. Kalawa didn't allow her because she was working on her album. So Oskido didn't allow her to record the song. I'm like, cool, no problem. I tried getting hold of Pusi. I think Pusi was raising her child at the time.
She just had a baby.
And
she wasn't really into
thing. So I let that pass. I thought about Zan. I'm like, no, she's on club controller now. And I was like, okay, cool. So on my way, after trying to get Nogwazi on the song, on my way from Universal, I got in the lift. And then, where did I bump into Busiswa? I bumped into Busiswa somewhere, bro. I just forgot where.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I've got this song that I'm trying to do. And let's try something, you know. Sent her the song, she heard it, and we came to Universal. Came back to Universal, recorded the song, and I told her the whole story. Yo, Nogwazi can't be on the song. No. Nogwazi called Busiswa after telling me that she can't be on the song. She's like, no, Busiswa is not really into Kalawa as before. She's now doing her own thing. She might be better help. And I was like, okay, cool. And then called her. She came, recorded the song. You know how creative she is.
Yeah.
She gets on the mic and then she just goes. But she doesn't mind when you fiddle around with the vocals.
Okay.
She got on the mic and then she rapped.
And TNS is aware of all of this.
Yeah, but he's not there.
Okay.
TNS is in Durban.
He's in
my house. I'm here in Joburg recording the song.
Got you.
Yeah. So record the song. Done with the song. And then I went back to Durban. It's like, yo, we recorded, but I'm not feeling it, man. I'm not feeling this Busiswa vibe, you know what I mean?
This is you.
Yeah, this is me. I'm like, I'm not feeling this Busiswa vibe. Maybe I need to look into it more. Slept. The next day I woke up. Got on the song. Took out a lot of things, bro. And while I was listening, you know something that is very important with production?
Yeah.
You need to take your time with it.
Yeah.
So I'm listening
it's
to
like
the
sex.
Yeah. Everything is about sex with this guy. Aren't you having enough, bro? Okay, I want a salt. I can see the salt. Hi, this guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was listening to the lyrics and then I stumbled upon Kutihu. You know, I was like, this is a fucking catchy thing. Let me repeat this all the time, you know?
Kutihu.
Put a delay there and then it repeats. And then I put it there and then I only took Zonke, Zamklasbu, was born. And then that was the verse. And then Banomoya Kutuhu was the chorus. But it's not a chorus per se, because it does one thing over and over, and it doesn't do it all the time. It does it when the beat produces a new sound, where the effects come at the refills. We call it refills.
Yeah, and Busiswa doesn't really sing the chorus. She's like,
you know what I mean? So the beat for me, again, going back to the music, I'm a music guy. The music was enough. The music was solid. You know, we just needed a Kutuhu. And then it blended in, and then it was over.
So then when does the beef with you and TNS start? Because you said it's over, Banomoya.
Yeah. TNS felt Ogote, I owed him money. I don't know from where. Went to my lawyer, tried to get hold of him to produce this.
Why are you trying to get hold of him? He stays at your house.
No. This is after. Remember when you start fighting, he doesn't live there anymore. Yeah. You know, so.
But what sparked the fight? The fact that, okay, did you pay him for making the beat?
No, the production and the beat making go, it's a royalty rate. So when we get together and make a song together, okay, Brawam, how are we going to do the splits? 50%, 50%. Cool, no problem. Sign it Samro, and then you get your 50.
But some people like saying, will say, give me 10K and then you can do whatever you want.
No, that's not enough. That's actually, you know, exploiting them. Mm. Yeah, imagine if I gave TNS 10K, how much would I have made with Banomoya?
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Make that in a weekend.
Yeah. That Banomoya sold 3 times platinum, boy. Yeah. So if I gave TNS 10K and then I took all the money from the 3 times platinum sales.
Which you could have done.
Which I could have done. And I didn't do. I decided, no, let's share this thing. It's for all of us. Busiswa, I think it's 100 times.
It's 33.3.
Yeah, 33, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, so that's how much we took and split the song. That's it. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So now I'm going to like play devil's advocate. Ne?
Yeah.
So I'm TNS. I see you gigging all over because of my song. Mm-hmm. So naturally, I'm going to think you're making money.
Yeah. So I do understand where beat makers come from. Mm. That is understandable. You cannot avoid that. But as far as gigging is concerned, before I'm a producer, I'm a DJ. Mm. I've won a Red Bull competition. I've won ones and twos. I've won a Samsung DJ competition. I've won 5 DJ competitions in my life as a DJ. So I'll get to some venues even when I don't have a hit song.
And still kill it.
And they will still book me. That's what I mean. I've got a 4-year contract with Vic Falls. Mm. Vic Falls is an event that happens in Zim at the Vic Falls. Mm. It's called the Carnival. I don't know if you know it. So my what I'm basically trying to explain is that doesn't mean if Banomoya is here, now I'm gigging because of that. Mm. Already now, I've got gigs up until June 2020. Mm. Already now. And I don't have a 2020 song. Mm. You understand what I mean? Mm. Already now, I've accepted gigs until June.
But those songs, like your catalog, also has a part
to play. Also, the catalog as well. I was going to get into that. Mm. So there's a lot of things that you have to look at as a brand, why the promoter or the consumer wants you in their space. It's not because of one song or because of one person. You understand what I mean? So I think TNS thought Ogote having a big song means big money now. Mm. Having a big song doesn't mean big money now. I had Better Days and Wajello, biggest songs in the country in 2015. I didn't have a car.
You kidding, bro?
Imagine. So he has, it's not something he has. Banomoya is my song, remember. He did something on Banomoya. All of a sudden, he's supposed to be a millionaire. Mm. No, it doesn't work like that, you know. Mm. I only got, literally, my royalties for Charlotte. I'm not going to say how much they are. But I literally got those royalties last year in Feb.
Wow.
And Charlotte dropped in 2016, the beginning of 2016. 2018, February, that's when I got my guap for the song. Mm. This is radio. Royalties. Yeah. So artists need to have this conversation where you have to tell them this is not a commission thing. You don't work today and get paid now. You understand what I mean? It's a longevity thing. It's a marathon. So TNS couldn't understand that, and then he went to the papers that I owe him, blah blah blah. So first time ever on your show, I'm gonna share this. First time ever. It was found. Evidence was found. You know, I don't owe TNS anything. SAMRO, the board meeting, board members at SAMRO took out everything, all the statements. There's no money that was paid to KB that was owed to TNS, even with digital as well. Here at Universal, there's no money that was paid to me that belonged to TNS. So now there's a case against him, but it's not an urgent matter. There's urgent matters that the court deals with. Yeah. I don't know if you've been in court before, but when there's an urgent matter, they deal with urgent matters first, and then music matters.
It's a long process, also.
You know what I mean? It's a long process as well to go into litigation.
Yeah,
and it's a lot of money as well.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But why are you doing that? Because I mean, like you said, you were trying to help the guy.
Yeah, I was trying to help the guy, but my defamation of character. Now everyone thinks I don't make songs. Yeah, everyone.
And that's your bread and butter, dog.
Bro. Everyone thinks I'm not a beat maker. I'm not a producer. But I don't mind that. I don't mind what you think. What's real will always come out.
The truth always comes.
Yeah. You know. So if you are a real artist, you always conquer. You understand? I don't steal beats. I don't sit and look for beats and then choose and then release. No, I don't do that.
I want to talk about Charlotte. Not Charlotte. Kuguletu and Future Life. But before that, what do you think is wrong with the music business or the house industry? Because these stories come out all the time. Where someone goes to the paper and says, that's my song. I did it. A beat maker.
Yeah. It's a case of wanting to be famous. So, I understand everyone wants to be on TV, you want to shoot videos, you want to look good. You want the girls, you want to sell a certain image, of which I have a problem with. Artists want to sell being rich, and now Connor, they are not. You understand what I mean? So I've got a problem, a big problem with that. So with me, I have stopped being, it's something that I've never felt comfortable doing. I've never felt comfortable being in a music video. I was forced from Better Days to Charlotte it's your song, you must be there. You know, the PR people telling you. Now I'm at a stage where I'm like, fuck it. I can make my own decisions.
Yeah.
In Google too, I was there because the person who was supposed to drive that thing was nowhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was like, let me drive this car around. You know what I mean? Because I love driving anyway.
Yeah, Sapta's there.
You know, Sapta has had his role with the guys because they are new artists. I want them to be grouped. You know, be seen together in the and constantly. So if you check the video, it's always Sapta Afro Brothers. I'm not the see me guy. See me now. You understand what I mean? And in Virtual Life, I'm not even there in the video. You understand what I mean? So I've taken a decision that I don't want to be in any music videos. I'm not comfortable with that. I am comfortable. If I had things my way, actually, I would make the music and you wouldn't even know how I look. You understand what I mean? That's how I've always wanted to be.
It's too late now.
But I can change that. I can do the music, do these interviews, and not be in music video and not worry about what I'm going to. The worst thing is worrying about what you're going to wear in your music video, bro.
I wouldn't know, bro. What do you think is wrong? Because these things keep coming up, man.
What is wrong is basically that.
Oh yeah, you were saying people want to be
famous.
They don't want to play their role.
Yeah, people want to be famous. At Barcelona, you have a Messi, and then you've got a who's the other striker with the teeth?
Suarez.
Yeah, you've got Suarez. You know, everyone is playing their role
and they know their position.
Yeah, Suarez doesn't want to be Messi. Piqué at the back there doesn't want to be Messi.
Yeah.
He knows that I have to give Messi the ball to score. Yeah. He must shine. He must shine. He must give us the goals.
You're going too far. The medical team.
You know what I mean?
They won't be doing interviews.
Exactly. The medical people who take care of Messi himself.
Yes.
Like, they don't even want to be in the front.
Yeah.
You understand? So we need to know our roles. Your Rihannas, your Beyoncés, they don't write their own music.
No, everybody.
But the people that write their music, you don't see them coming up. But here in South Africa, someone says, no, I wrote this.
I think it's because it stems from the fact that in SA, we don't maybe, I don't know, I might be speaking out of school. We don't understand that music is a business.
Exactly.
You need to run it like a business.
Okay, you can understand that. But I think another core problem is the discipline in the music. Remember, music is a discipline game. I don't know if I'm making sense. In a sense, you go to respect the music and what every individual is playing inside
the production,
the whole thing. Let's take a label, for example. If I respect the receptionist, I respect the guy who cleans the offices, I respect the vocalists, this business will
thrive.
You know what I mean? So the young ones, they don't give a fuck about anything. They just want to be in the front. So there's a lack of respect there that I have a problem with, and I've tried addressing it, but it's very hard to lead a conversation when you're alone.
But take yourself,
especially on social media.
Take yourself back to when you were 19, Prince KB.
No, I wasn't as disrespectful as the young ones. Like, I was taught by the best, and there was a tough love thing going.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? My the people that, there's a guy called Given. He used to work for Utlio.
Hey, Given, I know, yeah, he's Given. Manager. Yeah. Hey, dope guy. Love that guy.
Dope guy. Very
humble, tall guy. Mabena.
Yeah. Very, very informative guy, man. Like, so I come from his hands, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was signed to his label back in the day, born in Soweto. So he taught me. I remember calling Given this other time saying, yo, bro, I've got 2 songs out. I don't have water. I haven't bathed. I don't have soap. But it's like, yo, my nigga, I don't have money. Wait for your money. Simple as that. This loaning thing, when a label loans you money, and then when it's time to really make your money, now you're paying back people. You understand what I mean?
Working backwards.
Yeah, you're working backwards. So that's what artists are doing now. They wanna shine. What does it take to shine? Money. It takes money, right? So if they wanna shine and then they get loans and stuff like that, they're not able to see where they're going as brands, as artists, you know what I mean? So I never wanted to be disrespectful like that. I never went to Given and said, yo, I'm making hits now, where's my money? He told me straight to my face, and I never said anything after that.
Were you ever screwed? Because most beat makers get screwed by producers. You were never screwed.
I was never screwed, and I don't believe there's anything as being screwed. There's no such a thing.
Yeah.
When you speak to someone, there's a mutual agreement. There's everything on paper. Have you ever seen, I'm going to ask you personally, have you ever seen any of the evidence that is brought forward, by beat makers when they make these allegations? Ever?
No, actually.
Exactly. It's hearsay, all of them. No, this one took this. Where's the evidence?
Where's the contract?
Where's the contract? And if someone took something from you, that's fraud. That's crime. Mm. This person deserves to be behind bars. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like a vicious cycle, man. I actually like the Galawa model, you know?
It's the fame that's vicious. Mm. You don't look at the contract. You look at the fame. Mm. You just want to be famous. Hey, man, sign. I used to know. Yeah, bro, you sign. Then you sign. You just want to be famous.
Yeah.
You don't read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you're the most misunderstood person in the game right now?
Yeah, I feel like, but I wouldn't go out of my way to prove myself, you know. As time goes on, people will understand who I am. So I stand for certain things, and I'm a very straightforward guy. Like, I'm very blunt. I tell you something to your face, and that's it. You know, I don't.
What is that? Is that from your background?
Yeah, from my background, I've never been around fake people. I don't know how to pretend.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Everything is pretentious. It's
in the wrong industry,
bro. That's why I'm always fighting on Twitter, because I cannot pretend. Mm. You know, if I have something against feminism, I say what's on my mind, and then I'll get attacked. If I have something against music, I'll say what's on my mind, and someone will attack me. If I have something against Casper's arms, I'll say what's on my mind, and then someone will attack me. I just say what's on my mind. Mm. Yeah, that's it.
Is that a real thing, you and Casper? I feel like you guys were just fucking around.
No, man, it was. I've never liked Casper as an artist, and I don't really like it's like a, you know, on Instagram.
Yeah,
you would follow someone that you would want to see, someone that would inspire you, whether musically or whatever the case may be. So I don't go out of my way to search cats by follow, and it's not that deep with me when it comes to his.
Why don't you like his music?
I don't connect, you know. And after that thing where he used the Charlotte chords on that Check On New song.
Is it?
Yeah, I actually came out with that. That's where our beef started, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he featured Davido.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, the Davido and Casper feature.
Those are your chords, bro.
Those are Charlotte chords, bro. That whoever produced that song knows that. Now the rappers, these ones that don't know how to make music, your Caspers and the Davidos, they are saying, no, it's not. But the people who do the music know. I know my chords, bro. Like, I know how I played the song. I know the chord progression. I know what comes after what.
So you never asked Casper to do a remix of Google It, like you asked?
No, AK. I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't.
Yeah?
I wouldn't do that.
What made you want to ask AKA?
It wasn't planned. I met him in Cape Town at the airport. Yes. And he told me that he's going to be in studio in Cape Town. Like, okay, cool, I'll come later. And then on my way to the cab, I was like, yo, why can't you be on the Google It remix? Let's just do it. He's like, no problem. And then he sent me the lyrics, and then I put them on the beat, and then it happened just like that. Nothing planned.
I saw that video, you were going crazy.
Yeah, I was loving it, man. Yeah. Like, for me, he killed it. A lot of people, well, some people might differ, but I feel like he did the most.
And he recently were tweeting about Nasty C and Ama Piano.
Yeah.
I
didn't tweet about Nasty C. I tweeted about Ama Piano. I've always been a fan of Ama Piano. And before I'm a fan of a genre that was created in South Africa, I'm a fan of a stream of income that these kids have. Against all odds, bro, they have literally made something out of themselves.
Yeah.
Something out of a South African genre.
Yeah.
Something
huge.
Something a Black Coffee couldn't do. Something a Christos couldn't do. Something no one could do. These kids came with a genre and they stuck to it. And I feel like Ama Piano is the biggest wave in the history of South Africa. Why? Because it's new school, it's got a language, it's got a dance, it's got the way you dress. There's a certain demeanor about it.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle, you know. That's why I feel like it's one of the biggest waves, the biggest lucrative waves. Labels are literally now, bro, it's crazy. They are signing Ama Piano artists.
Wow.
Do you understand how huge this wave is? You understand?
Influence, boy.
Influence, bro. And influence is money. You understand what I mean? So that's how deep it is for me when someone tries and attacks Ama Piano. Like, these kids are literally making a living. And you are trying to now shut it down. For me, it's personal.
Jeez, that's insane, bro. Because I was telling you off air, like, when I DJ this, did I play piano or Prince KB? So I was your fuck. No one's dancing.
It's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
Hey, but there was a time when, I think 2015, 16, during the Better Days song.
Yeah, yeah.
Invite said, like, 30 minutes would just be your tracks, bro.
Yo, wow, man. Your Friend Zone. I've got a song called Friend Zone that didn't get that much attention, and I felt like it's.
With the Zion. Yeah. Love that. It's got the same vibe as the Kanyani remix.
Yeah, the Kanyani.
Yeah. Okay, cool, man. You know, I wonder, like, why you like, because you're the one DJ, the only DJ I know who's had a lot of tours.
The only people actually call me Princess.
Which producer do you listen to now? Upcoming producer, you're like, fuck, this kid's coming with fire.
Upcoming now. There's so much Ama Piano right now, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
But Kabza.
Fire.
Kabza's fire. Kabza's dope. You can see the storm, but the storm needs to be directed. Do you understand what I mean? It's like a bomb that needs to explode somewhere.
Needs a MacGyver.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? The bomb is not supposed to explode here and kill us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, Kabza is dope, but he needs mentorship.
But isn't that why Maphorisa is there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it's the beginning. So we need this to continue.
Do you think next year this time we'll be listening to Kabza?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Of you course. Reckon? Of course. Why not? Why not?
Because, I mean, I think last year, this time, we're listening to Destruction Boys. Where they now?
You're trying to get me to where I don't want to go. You're trying to get me. I don't want to go facts. There, bro.
I get you like receipts. It's facts, my dog.
Yeah, yeah. With like I mentioned earlier, my piano is the biggest wave ever.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the biggest wave. Like, gotcha. if we are to compare Gom to Amapiano, like, Gom will lose hands down because the wave of Amapiano, it's so amazing. People literally make a song now and release it tomorrow, and it's on air on Friday. Hmm. It's number one the following week.
Hmm.
That's how big of a wave it is.
That's people just want to
consume it. People just want to consume it. If you play any other house, I don't know if you've been to clubs lately, bro.
I don't
play anything else.
You fucked.
Everyone wants to do the cat dance. You know what I mean?
Don't come here with your deep tag, motherfucker.
Don't come here with a deep tag. Go to Ibiza or something. You know, so it's crazy now. So next year, this time, because of the wave it is now,
yeah.
I feel like the wave will still be there.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because they have managed to revolutionize it in a sense that my piano when it started, it was a bit okay, what is this now? You understand what I mean? And then it got into your dirty lyrics where people liked it, and it got to the dance. Now it's more musical now.
Yeah,
if you listen to it now, if you listen to your Something Soweto, if you listen to your Shasha, you know, amazing. Gabza. Now it's musical now. So they've managed to evolve, you know, when time goes. And I feel like the biggest Amapiano song is your Shesha Geza. For me, that's the biggest Amapiano song. I know it's old and all that, but let's think about it. Like it came, it deleted everything, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You know, they say you can't have it all, but when I look at you, man, you've got it all, dog.
What do you mean?
You got money.
This guy.
Hey, good looking. Hey, you got all the hits in the world. What's wrong? Do you have a small dick or something?
No. Where's my girl? So, only one person to ask that.
Eh? Are you carrying a python?
What the hell, bro?
Who's your girl now? I know you're very secretive about your relationships.
Yeah, but with relationships, I'm very secretive until I get married. There's a girl in my life that I love dearly. You know,
how did you meet her?
She's everything to me. How did we meet? We were first playing around. It was just a fling thing. And then she got under my skin.
These sneaky
people. And then she got under my skin and it was over. Like, it's not even I met her at a gig. She was emceeing. I'm not going to say who she is. But, yeah.
So she's in the public eye?
Yeah, of course. Of course she is. Yeah.
How much ass are you getting right now? How much ass are you getting?
Bro. The DMs are there. That's all I'm going to say. The DMs are there.
Yes, is it true what happened with you in TNS? Like, Ushapileka Stain?
Mvet, you know that story is so weird. His girlfriend sent me screenshots of the girl I was, you know,
busy with
at the time. So TNS was posing. You can see this is a bedroom.
Yeah.
So TNS is posing with the girl.
Your girl?
Yes.
Okay.
So, when, if your guy is posing with your girl,
yeah.
To start off with, how did that come about? Conversation
what
for her to get there.
Yeah.
You understand? How was the conversation like on the phone? Was it like, yo, come see me, I'm bored. But why are you seeing TNS? You understand what I mean? And the girl, his girlfriend caught them at her place. You understand? So TNS got caught at his girlfriend's place with Michael. And then, you know how women are very emotional. And she then sent me, she took pictures and then screenshot and then took conversations between my girl and TNS and then sent it to me. So I put one and one together. And I was like, you know, It is what it is. Shit. I don't know if they did have sex or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the stuff that I saw.
Ah, and you're trying to put him on, dog.
And I was trying to put him on.
Yeah.
And it is what it is.
But Luan, are you too busy with your businesses and making in the studio? Come blame the kid, boy.
Bro, it's not even the case, eh? And the homie with the girl, the girl just kept was like, she used to come to my house.
Mm.
You know, just come to the house. And then I was never into it. It only takes like one woman to put you in a very serious relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I wasn't in that. So me and her weren't that serious.
Yeah.
She would come to the house and then I wouldn't see her for like a month and then she would come again.
Oh,
you know, that kind of vibe.
So you were just vibing.
Yeah, we were just vibing. I wasn't even that close to her.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't even hurt when I saw these things. I was hurt because of TNS.
Yeah.
Like, I took you from, you didn't even, you know, when TNS came, sorry to say this, but when TNS came to my house, bro, he didn't even have underwear.
Mm.
You know, he didn't have a toothbrush.
Mm.
TNS literally used to wash himself with shampoo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, bro. Yeah, so
that's crazy.
So bro, it was that kind of thing. I was hurt because I saw where he comes from.
Yeah.
You know, I took him from nothing. And then he does that and I'm like, ah, my guy.
Yeah.
I'm more disappointed in you than the girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I know we're not supposed to be disappointing the guy that's trying to hit on your girl.
Yeah.
But with this one, it's a brother thing. Yeah. You know, it's like your brother going after your girl.
And have you ever been hurt, though, by a girl?
By a girl? Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You kidding?
Quite a couple of times.
Prince Kibi.
Ah, man. It happens to everyone. Yo, that shit happens to Asha, man.
Oh, gosh.
That happens to everyone, boy.
Yeah, we're going to play a game called Smash or Pass, né?
Okay, cool.
Because I'm sure in the club when you DJ, you meet a lot of these celebrities, né?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kanyimbo, smash or pass?
Smash.
Nah. Have you met her?
Yeah, we're very close. Mm. Kanye and I are very close. I'm actually, tonight I'm going to her surprise birthday. I hope she doesn't see this before the surprise
birthday. Yeah, no, we're going to drop this next
week. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm going in.
How do you get an invite there? No, I'm never going to get invited to these things.
No, because she's my friend, bro. Like, so the boyfriend invited me.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
It's a surprise. She doesn't even know we're coming.
Yeah.
All the people on the guest list, she doesn't even know.
Hey, I'm 90, huh?
Yeah.
I guess TNS is not invited.
Obvious. It's celebrities, bro. Is he celebrated anyway? Let me know so that I can come.
Hey, yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yo. who was the next? Pearl Mudiadi.
Pearl Mudiadi, smash.
Yeah.
Obvious.
Ne?
Oh. Anyway.
But she was dating Donald. You'd still smash.
No, 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 no. If she was still dating Donald now,
oh,
I wouldn't.
Yeah,
but
it's in the past.
It's in the past. Mm. It's whatever Donald lost, bro. None of my business.
And then, have you worked with her or you met up with her?
Yeah, we've met. She's interviewed me quite a couple of times on Metro.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Bonang.
I'm into thick girls.
Hey.
So.
I'll
pass. Only for that reason. Bonang is an amazing woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's beautiful, man. She's an amazing, beautiful woman. But for only that reason, like, I wouldn't.
Ladies and all.
Smash.
If you haven't already.
Hey, Baba. Hey. I'm going to walk out. I'm going to pull up AKA on you now.
Okay, cool, man. Appreciate it, man.
No,
Prince
Kevin,
thank
you
so much, man.
Appreciate your time.
Please give me the t-shirts, man.
My t-shirts.
Yes, these are your t-shirts. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was meant to give these earlier on to Ntando Duma, but I didn't. So
yeah, no, it's cool.
These are for you, man. Thank
this
you so
for
much.
Me and my girl.
Hopefully you rock this at your next
game. Because you love sex, we're going to wear these when we have sex. We'll make take a young video for you.
Oh shit. Speak about Ntando Duma, eh? Mm-hmm. She said I must ask you if you've paid Bob Geld.
Oh,
that's fine, let it go. It's fine. Yeah.
What does she mean if I've paid my rent?
I don't know. She said I was asking that.
What does she mean?
I don't know. You tell us.
I'm too rich not to pay my rent.
So you got a kid, ne?
Yeah, I do have a kid.
I mean, just one.
I've got two.
Oh,
I've got
two.
A girl and a boy.
Nice. Yeah. They're a blessing, ne?
Yeah, man. Kids are crazy. But you wouldn't. I wouldn't let my kids starve, bro. Like that's impossible. I don't know about the papkhel thing. I saw it on Twitter and it went crazy.
Oh, it trended.
Yeah, it did. You didn't know.
You're forever trending,
guy.
Bro.
Another guy.
Hey, forever trending. Day of Twitter, my nigga.
Yeah. No, man. That papkhel thing was just blown out of proportion. I've never missed a month of
you don't strike me as someone like that.
No. I wouldn't do that. Like I literally have, like I said, there's kids that I'm taking to school. I've got an orphanage that
you never post about that, no?
Yeah, I never post about it. And you know, and I don't like you don't need to, and I don't like posting about it. So why would I, one kid, a few nappies and bread and clothes and what's that? Food.
Yeah.
Ah, come on, man.
I mean, one gig can cover a whole tuition for the whole year.
Bro, one gig or two gigs can even cover 2 years or 1 year of... So, come on. Some things are just crazy.
And then, is it different baby mamas or same baby mama?
Different.
Different.
Yeah.
Are you tied with both of them?
Yeah, not tight. Who's tight with the baby mama?
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, lucky you. You still smash?
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn time, dog.
Wow, you smash your baby mama.
Yeah.
While you have a girlfriend.
No.
What are your sex?
My girlfriend baby mama is the same person.
Oh, no. When you say baby mama, I thought you like your ex, like me.
No. Like, we're still together.
Yeah, she's my baby mama is my ex.
Oh. So
we don't vibe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's because of the kid.
Oh.
Yeah, that we talk to each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
And she must hate the fact that you're blowing up.
Aibo, I don't think she does.
Yeah.
Like,
is she also in the industry?
No, she's not in the industry.
How do you date women in the industry, dog? I find it so hard, man.
To date women in the industry? I feel like it's better to date someone that understands what you're doing.
Got you.
You understand? So someone in the industry understands more of that than someone who doesn't. Like doing an interview like this and a housewife is waiting for you at home.
It won't work.
Yeah, it's our phone. Like, what are you doing? No, you're not with McG. Let me see him.
Yeah.
Now I have to WhatsApp, call her to show. Yeah, you know, so people like that don't understand. That's why doctors date doctors.
Yeah.
Teachers date teachers.
But you're happy right now.
Yeah, I'm cool, man.
I think this is the one. I think we're going to marry this one.
We'll see about that.
Oh, fuck. Sure. Prince KB, thank you so much, bro. This was dope, man. I love the fact that you dropped some knowledge.
Yeah.
And you didn't shy away from talking about all the bullshit that gets you trending.
Yeah, of course.
And then I know probably next week you'll be trending before this comes out.
Wow. Am I that bad?
Hey, dude. But yeah, man, keep blessing us with the music.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Whether you're beat making or producing, man, I love your work. And I feel like I understand why the music is so great. There's a lot of work that goes behind it. You know,
of course.
It's not a fluke, you know?
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not.
I mean, we were talking about Fate Your Life. Like, that song, when I heard it, Psyche's voice, first of all.
Psyche's an amazing artist.
And then I listened to the production. It's something you had never done.
Yeah.
Because you go crazy with the drums.
Yeah.
But there you melodied.
Kept it simple.
Yeah.
Kept it very, very simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, man.
All the best, my dog.
It. Take care.
How much is that watch, dog? It's been shining in my face the whole day.
Ah, no, it's cheap one. Cheap things. The cheap things.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Hey, we haven't even pulled away from the drive-thru and you're already digging in the McDonald's bag.
Aw, babe, just a few.
All right, I guess I can't blame you. Pass me some, too.
Smells too good to get it all the way home meal. There's a meal for every moment at McDonald's.
And now your favorite spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Get a 6-piece, spicy or classic, for just $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.